Everyone, does God really answer our prayers?
Yes.
He does, doesn't he? And sometimes we can see those answers and we can tell what he's done for us. And other times it's kind of hard. Sometimes we're not sure if he's answered them or he hasn't answered it quite the way we thought. Sometimes it takes him a long time, it seems like, and it's hard to wait. Well, Uncle Arthur Maxwell, one of my favorite storytellers, tells a story about a lady called Mrs. Greatheart. And as you hear the story, I think you'll know why she's called that. Mrs. Greatheart was very sick, and her husband was out of work, and she was told to stay in bed and rest to help her get better. So one day while she was resting in her bed, she became aware of this command, "Go to 25 Kirby Road." She thought, "I must be dreaming. I don't know anybody on 25 Kirby Road." So she tried to go back to sleep. And a little while later, she was aware of the command again, "Go to 25 Kirby Road." And she looked around the room. She thought, "Who said that to me? I don't see anybody. Ah, what can I do? I'm supposed to stay in bed and recover." So a little while later, again, she heard with urgency, this time, "Go at once to 25 Kirby Road." And she thought, "This must be God commanding me, calling me, just like he did to Samuel. Well, if it's God telling me, I better go." So she got up and got ready to go. And when she went downstairs, the lady who owned the store downstairs said, "Get back to bed. You're supposed to be resting." And she said, "I can't. God has called me and told me to go on an errand for him. I must go." So the shop owner said, "Well, I've never seen anybody like you, but if you've got to go, here's a bag of buns. Maybe you could use these buns." So then as she was going out the door, another young woman came into the store and said, "Is this where Mrs. Greatheart lives?" And she said, "Yes, I'm Mrs. Greatheart." She said, "Well, the woman I work for gave me this coat and said you'd be happy to get this coat." And Mrs. Greatheart said, "Thank you so much. That was so good of her. I don't need a coat right now, but maybe I can use it. I'll take it on this errand I'm going on." So with that, she set off to 25 Kirby Road, and she didn't even know where it was. She had to ask directions. And when she finally got there, she got kind of scared. She thought, "Why am I here? What am I going to say? I don't know." But she bravely went up to the door and knocked. And the lady came, and the lady had been crying. And Mrs. Greatheart said, "Oh, what's the trouble? Can I help you? What's wrong?" And she said, "Come in." And she led her into her home. And they went past the living room, and there was no furniture. And they went past the dining room, and no furniture. She went into the kitchen, and there was just a table with a couple of chairs. And there were two children kneeling on the floor praying. And when they heard them come into the room, they got up, and one of the girls looked at the stranger and said, "I know what's in that bag. It's buns." And Mrs. Greatheart said, "Yes, it is buns, but how did you know?" She said, "We've been praying to Jesus for buns." And Mrs. Greatheart said, "Well, Jesus told me to bring them to you. Here they are." So as they were eating the buns, the mom told Mrs. Greatheart about how her husband had been out of work, and she for a long time, and sickness, and they had to sell their furniture to pay the bills. And she said, "I would have gotten a coat. I would have gotten a job this morning, but I needed a coat." And Mrs. Greatheart said, "Somebody just gave me a coat this morning. Take a look." And she looked at it, and she tried it on, and it fit perfectly. She said, "Oh, thank you." And Mrs. Greatheart said, "Thank God. He sent me here to give you these things." So they all knelt down together and prayed and thanked God for answering their prayers. And they said, "Just one more thing, Lord. Could you please give our dad a job?" So then later on, they were visiting, and in walked the dad with a great big smile on his face. And they knew right away the dad had a job too. So they went. Mrs. Greatheart went home to get better. She went back to bed, and she thanked God that she was able to help answer some prayers. And it may sound like those prayers were answered right away, but wouldn't you think with the no furniture, the empty cupboards, the hungry kids, it probably took them a lot of prayer. They were probably waiting a long time. And our Bible story today has to do with waiting too. Mary and Martha were friends of Jesus. They took care of him in their home. They cooked food for him. They listened to him. They followed him. When their brother Lazarus got sick, they sent word to Jesus, Lazarus is sick. And they thought Jesus would come right away and would heal him. But you know what? Jesus didn't come right away. They had to wait. And Lazarus got sicker and sicker. And he even died. And they wondered why Jesus didn't come. And when he did come, they said, Jesus, if you had come sooner, my brother wouldn't have died. But Jesus performed another miracle and rose Lazarus from the dead. And Lazarus, as a risen person, restored to health, he was a great witness for God. Several months ago, I, with Pastor Honus and some other people from church, we got to visit Lazarus' tomb. And you know what? It was empty. Lazarus wasn't there. Nothing from Lazarus. It was an incredible reminder that God answers our prayers in his time and in his way. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for answering our prayers, even the ones we can see and the ones we can't see. Please help us to trust you and to wait no matter what happens. We love you. Amen. Amen.